Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはカルチャーエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a culture's episode on Japan Top
10.Hello, this is Andy.
And this is Kosei.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10. Now, I personally am so excited for this episode. We are bringing you the history of Japanese video games. How about you? Have you a deep history with video games or Japanese video games in particular, Kosei?
I do enjoy video games, but I've never really played a lot of Japanese video games, partly because I don't haveany Nintendo or Sony consoles that usually have Japanese exclusives on them.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. But nevertheless, hopefully we'll be able to enjoy some good music and learn a few things along the way. But before we get too deeply into that, I will bring you a few of our announcements. Now, are you interested in joining our team?We are urgently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Please, I implore you, if you have a modicum of interest in Japanese music or culture or anything, definitely I think you should apply. It's a great way to get yourself out there and you get to have fun with our hosts like me. So you can join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there by checking out our website,jtop10.jp/join for the details. Are you a company looking to advertise? If you are interested in getting your message out to a wide audience of Japanese enthusiasts and Japanese language, culture, music enthusiasts, please consider pairing with us. You can market your brand onto one of the most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. So,Please look for all the details about that at our website, which is jtop10.jp, and we will work with you to find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Do you make Japanese music, or are you an indie Japanese musician? If you create music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's nola@jtop10.jp.along with the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast. And finally, if you are enjoying this cultured episode, please remember that you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary, music, and more Andy, more Kazay. So please, check out our website at jtop10.jp/club,to find those details and how you can join our Patreon. So, as I mentioned, we will be discussing the history of Japanese video games today. And I mean, without further ado, maybe I can introduce us into a bit of that history and give our listeners a bit of a background. And maybe you as well, Kosei, a bit of a background of Japanese video games before...we get too deep into our songs on this countdown and this culture's episode. Now, taking all the way back to the 1960s, in 1965, this marked the real beginning of video game success within Japan with the release of the electromechanical game called Periscope, which was a submarine simulator that was actually the first to cost a whole quarter to play. I mean, maybe it wasn't a quarter in Japan, but you know what I mean.Now, this wasn't actually only popular in Japan, it also took off in the United States as well as Europe. And ever since then, Japan has really remained innovative and highly successful with a range of companies, systems, and game mechanics at their fingertips. Now, especially with the US, there was, and still is, a constant cycle of mutual inspiration where each nation follows after the other on new trends and ideas. This was especially prevalent very early on, and certainly began during the arcade era, when the first ever arcade game, Pong, was released in 1972 in the US. Japan followed suit and began introducing its own renditions of US games, as well as creating its own. There was also an upsurge of new Japanese video game companies following the American arcade game Pong. Although video games are widely popular today, and for the most part have been since their introduction in the latter 20th century, there was actually a video game crash during the time from 1983 to 85. And this mainly affected the US, but there definitely was some, you know, wider reaching, I guess, effects as well. But for Japan, it was more noted to be a surprise that it was happening. And the event was called the Atari Shock in Japan, which sounds like a cool new console in itself. But in a way, the Japanese Atari gaming system actually saved the US from this crisis, as they were branded in the US, I should say, with a Western audience in mind. This system sold a lot and actually counteracted many of the other issues that were troubling the US gaming economy at that time. I know infamously, I think there's been a video that has debunked this, but infamously there was an E.T. game. It was like one of those movie tie-in games that is said to have caused the crash because it didn't sell as much as it purported it would, and then they had to bury a bunch in the desert, allegedly. I don't know. If you're interested, you can look up like the E.T. Atari gaming crash. No, but thankfully we came out of that. We all came out of that. And the release of the Nintendo Famicom system actually marked, you know, a good turning point in the gaming industry in terms of recovery. Afterwards, in the 1980s and 90s, there was a dramatic change in graphics, storylines, and new genres for gaming, as well as storytelling, if you want to say that. Computer gaming also saw its rise to fame during the late 80s and early 90s with the advent of the internet, but it quickly fell out to the console gaming market, unfortunately. I shouldn't say unfortunately, but, you know, by happenstance. So this actually may be linked to the huge popularity of console RPG games, which really peaked during the mid-90s. Fast forwarding all the way to today, we have our most recent consoles with, you know, the Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 5 or PS5, as well as Xbox Series X. And if anything, the last two decades have shown the divide between console and PC gaming. But more than that, it has been commonly believed that only the most demanding games with the best graphics could be played on PCs. And this is mainly due to the ability for individuals to customize their gaming PCs and, you know, select the best computer parts possible, mixing and matching them for whatever needs that those may require. But until recently, however, it has been the case. But consoles have really come into their own and provided, you know, a more affordable way for a wider audience of gamers and people who enjoy video games to experience very high quality experiences through video games at a much lower cost of entry, and, you know, maybe a less intimidating way than building your own PC. So I think since consoles are sold with a relatively constricted set of hardware and are comparatively cheaper than customized PCs, they can reach a wider audience with, you know, maybe some of the less performance, but the technology has definitely prospered nonetheless, and, you know, more parts for PCs are getting available, and technology on consoles is always getting better, so who knows what the future will bring. But overall, now it looks that gaming is completely different than what it was at the beginning of the 20th century. I shouldn't say the beginning of the 20th century, but, you know, when it advented and burgeoned out of the, you know, late 60s moment. And it continues to grow and expand in very unprecedented ways. And it remains a completely lucrative, sometimes addictive, pastime that keeps a large part of the world, yours included, very occupied. So with more games and subgenres than ever, there's certainly a game out there for everyone. Perfect. Okay, so now that we have the basis set, maybe we can get into the specifics. No, I know you had mentioned not having a Nintendo or a PlayStation, but of course there are, you know, a variety of consoles available. So outside of the arcade gaming that we kind of covered in the history, Japan's very first home console gaming system was Epoch's TV Electro Tennis from 1972, which actually followed the US's first home console called the Magnavox Odyssey, a more successful console in Japan. However, the Nintendo Color TV game was actually not released until 1977, and this was partnered with Mitsubishi Electronics.
And the majority of consoles that released after this were called TV Game or Terebi Game, since they were nearly all released by television companies. Then came the Nintendo Game & Watch series, which became the first wildly popular Nintendo product. These were a collection of handheld consoles that included only one game on an LCD screen.
PlayStation is one of the more widely known consoles coming from Sony in Japan. It has been known to be Microsoft Xbox's console's biggest competitor. And nowadays, someone is either a PlayStation person or an Xbox person.
I'm an Xbox person.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very funny. I mean, you probably know then, like, Xbox never really took off in Japan, unfortunately, not in a big way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So like you're saying, all those Japanese exclusives just got missed.
Mm-hmm, unfortunately.
So up until this point, there have been 5 home consoles in total released, with the PS5 being the most recent. There are also a few handheld consoles, such as the PSP and PlayStation Portable, as well as the PlayStation Vita. And these were definitely very popular during the late 2000s and early 2010s, before more powerful systems arose. So PlayStation is actually known for award-winning software that is great with integration and efficiency.
Actually, I did have the PSP.
Oh, is that right? Oh!
Yeah, and I did have Japanese games on there.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it was... I can't really remember anything that I played. I know, I'm really bad at remembering things, but I did have the PSP. I really liked it.
Ah, I was jealous. I was definitely a DS kid. Like, I had my little Nintendo DS and was loving that. But I was jealous because I thought the PS Vita was so cool. And, like you were saying, like, all the games just were so sleek. And, I loved it. But...
Oh, but you probably got to play, like, really cool Pokemon games, or I know Zelda.
That's true. Yeah, I was definitely a huge Zelda fan, so I definitely got to enjoy, yeah, the other side. And it's always like the grass is always greener, right?
Right.
Yeah. I always think, like, just getting back to some of the naming schemes too, like, the names are always so funny to me. It's like the Magnavox Odyssey, like, all those old gaming consoles, they're just so epic sounding.
Oh, right.
But PlayStation's cool too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's get into some music, because, I mean, that's why we're here today. I love video game music, and we're starting off with a banger. It is Colors Flying High by Lynn from...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage,
all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
2017.
Blaming my
that again was Colors Flying High, which is actually composed by Shoji Meguro, and seven tracks, also from the soundtrack for Persona 5 Royal, were performed in English by this artist, Lin, who is a jazz singer. Now, the composer, Meguro, matches the game style by incorporating heavy rock as well as jazz sounds into this score.
Yeah, well, I believe this was all for today, if you don't have anything to add.
Nope, the last thing that I'll say is you can catch me again and Connor, who will be bringing you July's Artist of the Month a little over a week from now. And we'll actually be featuring a longtime favorite of mine, Wednesday Campanella, or Suyobi no Campanella. This is like one of the bands that really kickstarted my passion for J-pop and Japanese music. So look forward to that episode, Artist of the Month, with us in a little bit over a week.
Well, this was episode 478, Japan Top 10 Cultures, number 39, History of Japanese Video Games. Thank you for listening.
Yep, thanks. Take care, be safe, and keep gaming. Jane.
Goodbye. Japan Top 10.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.